Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Earlier in the show, I said it was Casey Mize's most important start of his career because he hasn't pitched in a lot of important games. This feels like an important game. Scuba goes tomorrow against the pitcher. It's 2-10 with a 4.96 ERA. Scuba was on our morning show. And look, I said last week, you got to think every Scuba start is a win. And then he went out and started a game and they didn't win it. But I reiterate... You have to think of them as a win, which makes this my start huge because it'd be great to take some sweep vibes into that Baltimore series. Gator, you asked a question on your show sheet. We've talked about him a little bit, about whether or not it's locked up. Parker Meadows is a core member of this team moving forward. And I said something a while ago. I want you to start your third year the way I want you to go two full years and then start a third year before I fully bought in. And I thought, man, that's a long time. But there are earlier calls that you're comfortable making more so than others. But maybe it's because of the Spencer Torkelson experience where it just felt like, I mean, go back to the beginning of the year. Kang was at 40. Was that the number of home runs everybody was bold ass? The most popular bold ass prediction was Spencer Torkelson, 40 home runs.
Yeah, 40 torque bombs.
Yep. So are you feeling chesty about Parker Meadows long term?
I am. I'm willing to take the leap. And normally I think, I would be a little more cautious about players like that. You brought a great example with Torque. Mm-hmm. But I am chesty about Parker Meadows. I think maybe mostly because of his defensive ability. I think that is something you can't ignore. And he's probably one of the top five center fielders in all of baseball. Maybe even number one in terms of his defensive ability. But offensively is where he had to work on because he wasn't this juggernaut of an offensive player in the minors. But he did improve. And he could not hit a lick through the first, 30 games of the season. They sent him down to the minors. He was hitting 0.96 and got to work on it, man. Too much swing and miss and all that. And he worked on it. And he hit really well while he was at Toledo. Couldn't ignore it. You got to bring him up at some point. They brought him up, and now he's got his OPS is better than league average at 7.45. To go from 0.96 to now hitting 2.35. Look, hitting 2.35 is nothing special. But how well he's hit since he's come back, the batting average, think about how much higher that it has to be to raise it up to 235. It's hitting well over 300 during that stretch. He's only played in 65 games this year, hit his seventh home run last night. I love his swing from the left side of the plate. It looks like this is a guy who's going to hit 20 home runs a season. He could steal a bunch of bases if that's what you wanted him to do, and I'd like to see more of that. He's only got 9 on the season for the Tigers, but he's so fast. He's so good defensively, and now the offense is really taking shape with him as well.
There's a lot to love. As far as anybody else, if there's a guy who statistically it isn't quite reflected, but I think I would be close to penning him in, even though I don't know it's going to last. Like I said, the beginning of a third season test, he's nowhere close to it. I love Jace Young's swing. I think Jace Young's swing is going to be problematic for people when he hasn't hit a home run yet. I think he's going to hit a bunch. And I also like that he walks. His on-base percentage is
100, and he's 342 on-base percentage, and it's 116 points better than it was batting averages.
So to be clear, I'm not penning him in, but that's a guy I'm very, very optimistic about.
I'll give you another guy who I think is part of this core and is unheralded, It's Matt Vierling.
Yeah.
Matt Vierling plays everywhere you need him to play. He's great as a third outfielder if you throw him in right and you make Kerry Carpenter DH or whatever. Mm-hmm. He had key hits last night, and the swing was great because he's not trying to do too much. He was just trying to make contact, hit a line drive up the middle, and he did. He did it twice. You know, one was to left field, one was to center field, but they were line drive hits and drove in runs. He just does all those little things, and I'd like to see him walk a little bit more, but again, another guy who's got well above average OPS with 745 and his position versatility will keep him on this team, hopefully for a while, because I think he's a catalyst on this team.
Yeah. We'll get to some college football stuff coming up in a moment. Again, big Tiger game tonight. Tigers play an afternoon game tomorrow. As people are starting to, get all in with this team. They've got a bit of a weird team of destiny feel. Like, how are they possibly doing this? Because on paper, it just doesn't feel like they should be doing what they're doing. Gator, we'd be somewhat remiss if we didn't mention, of course, today being the anniversary of the September 11th attacks. We've all told the stories of where we have been, but it felt like in that time that it was going to change the country forever. And oddly, we are strangely divided, and things like last night, you know, didn't probably help. It's interesting to get the reminder the next day after the debate that, you know, hey, we are still all on the same team. Please keep that in the forefront of your thoughts.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't normally like to talk about 9/11. I put that in my past. It's obviously a dark part of American history here, and I refuse to watch any documentaries on it anymore, and I have this opinion for years. I just don't want to go back to there. But the one thing that I do love about 9/11, I hate to say it that way, but it's that it did bring this country together. And there's talk that they want to make 9/11 a national holiday. And my initial thought was, no, I don't want to celebrate tragedy. But if you're looking for silver linings out of it, it is that it was a galvanizing moment in American history. And maybe, you know, as we see that we continue to find ourselves more divisive as a nation, that maybe it is appropriate that we honor 9/11 as a national holiday for us to remember what it was like that morning or that day, maybe even the next day, how we felt as Americans and how we wanted to stand together and fight back. And, you know, it really was one of those unbelievable days in my life, probably the most impactful day in my life.
At that moment, I thought, talk about galvanizing a country, I thought it would last the rest of my life, but it sadly has not.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.